What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode, episode 12 of season 5 of Dorney's Vinyl. If you're new to this podcast, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will explain it briefly. So this is a weekly podcast. Every odd-numbered podcast is an album review. Last week's album review was Stevie Nicks' The Wild Heart. And every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP, extra podcast. Half of those are games guest starring my wife, so the most recent game was a game of before and afters. I highly recommend listening to those. Those are fun to play along to. And the other half are really just little tidbits of information. This is one of those little tidbits of information. So I started this, I want to say, in season 3. I think it was season 3. Going through artist biographies, autobiographies, and finding cool stories that you really don't see or read or hear about elsewhere other than from themselves. I did Meatloaf's autobiography, I did Elton John's autobiography, and Stevie Nicks' biography in the past two seasons. Today's going to be Bruce Springsteen's autobiography, Born to Run. And something that I tried to do was pick out some stories that I thought were really interesting that I personally, and there's probably a lot that I haven't heard, but that I really don't, I haven't seen anywhere else, and I thought were really unique that only really he could tell. So I went through, I got about 9 or 10 stories here that I'll just go through and pick out my favorite stories that Bruce told in his autobiography. So first, he talked about his first ever guitar performance. So he said that his mom rented a guitar for him. I forget how old he said. Rented a guitar for him. He couldn't play it, but he put on a performance anyway in the neighborhood, doing what he said, and I quote, "everything but play it." So I thought that was interesting. You know, obviously you pick up an instrument, you don't know how to play it. But he still put on a performance because I want to say that he watched Elvis, I think, and you know, I could be wrong, but I thought it was Elvis, and I thought it might have been like the Rolling Stones, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. Another interesting story. So I believe he went out to like San Francisco or California and moved there for a couple months or a year or so, and he was possibly suggested as the guitarist for Janis Joplin's new band. Which, can you imagine if Bruce Springsteen played for Janis Joplin? I mean, obviously, unfortunately, she didn't make it very long, but how interesting that would have been. So Jimmy Iovine, who is a producer for, he produced a lot of Stevie Nicks. He produced a little bit for Meatloaf. One of his first gigs was engineering Born to Run. Like, what a way to debut yourself. You are engineering. Now, at the time, it wasn't, you know, Bruce Springsteen wasn't a huge, huge success. But looking back, one of arguably the most iconic albums of all time. The River. So another story, The River. I thought it was interesting that it started out as a single album. And because there's so many good songs on it that make it a double album, but it started out as single. I don't know how you would have been able to narrow it down. I really don't. I also thought it was really cool, the advocacy that he does. So in 1981, he talked about playing for the Vietnam Veterans of America concert. That makes sense of as to where Born in the USA came from, the song and the album. So I really think even past 1981, he did a lot of advocacy for that group and for other groups similar to it. Another story that I really liked that he got into was his therapy journey. I find it interesting that he went to see a therapist. I'm glad that he told the story just because I think a lot of people view therapy as for the weak or you have something wrong with you. And really, I hope that him telling the story empowers, like, doesn't matter who you are. Bruce Springsteen was and is arguably one of the greatest rock and roll artists, most well-known people, really, of all time. And here he is getting therapy. And I forget if he said he still goes to therapy. I know he was going to therapy for a while, but I thought that was a cool, empowering story. Now, funny story he told about Disney World. I think it was Disney World. I think it was Disneyland. So he got kicked out of Disneyland or Disney World because he and Steve Van Zandt refused to remove their bandanas when they were asked to. Therefore, they got kicked out. Also, it's very, very cool that Bruce Springsteen was invited to Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday party. I mean, obviously, you become that famous, you pretty much know everyone, but Bruce was, you know, just a fan. Speaking of a fan, what a full circle story for Bruce to be asked to perform with the Rolling Stones. Like I mentioned earlier, a few minutes ago, they were a huge inspiration for Bruce. So, you know, it's funny how some things come full circle. It's also funny how Bruce is still performing and the Rolling Stones are still performing. I thought I remember them saying this is their farewell tour, but I feel like every artist goes on 17 farewell tours. So you can't really take it for what it's worth. That concludes this week's podcast. EPs are always short. I get to the point. If you're not already, go follow me on Instagram, at Dorney's Vinyl. And if you're interested in buying used vinyl records, I got an eBay store now, Dorney's Vinyl. So go follow me on eBay. Go check out some records that I got for sale. I try to add a couple every day. Next week's podcast is going to be a soundtracked album. We're doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show just a month or so after Halloween. I think that'll be a good one. I'm excited for that one. And I don't know if I have anything else. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys next week.